Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Good evening, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Moton-Spruill. Dr. D is some so affectionately like to call me. Hey, it's all good with me, you know. I am just so ecstatic to have you guys here tonight. You know what? I have really been getting just a resounding feedback concerning Dwayne Saunders being on the show, and I am really going to have to get him back on. I really am, because I have had people to just, I mean, I have been bombarded with calls, and I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. That's exactly why I had him on, because I know that there's so many people that are having, facing issues with kidneys and with dialysis, and this is just why the Lord led me to have him on. So I promise you all that I am going to get him back on. For those of you that have called, I have passed on his number to you because he told me it was perfectly all right to do that. So, you know, yeah, we got to get him back on because I just don't believe the, but then, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I believe the feedback that I've had, you know, concerning Dwayne Sanders. So, yeah, I am working diligently to get him back on an upcoming show. And this, I mean, we had so many people on. And then at the last minute, I always tell you guys, please don't wait till the last few minutes to chime in, to want to ask your questions. If you have a question tonight, feel free to press option one on your telephone keypad, and you can come in and ask your question. I just want to let you all know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. The Poetic Energy Network Station is doing some great things here on Blog Talk Radio, and we are really looking forward to branching out. Hey, guys, we're going to television, and I am just most excited about that. You know what? God is so good. When this opportunity opened up for me, I wasn't seeking it. I was here minding my own business, doing my little consults with different ones, you know, and the opportunity opened up for me to do this, and I was flabbergasted, but I was so happy. And this is really, this show has taken on a life of its own when I see how many people are on every Tuesday. It is just, it's mind-boggling, but I am just so grateful. I thank the Lord. I really do. Let me just share something about me for those of you that's on for the first time and you don't know who I am. My name is Doris Moton Spruill. And my calling, first and foremost, is that of an evangelist with the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. I am a believer in Jesus Christ. He is my Lord and my Savior. And that first and foremost, that's who I am. And my passion is that of helping people maintain, regain, and improve their health using natural means. When I say natural means, I mean prayer and herbs and whole food, good water, exercise, and things like this instead of synthetic drugs. You know, the body will heal itself if we just give it what it needs in order for it to do it. And this is my passion, helping people to, in other words, educating people to take control of your own health. This is our body. We need to take control of our own health. So that's what I do. And I do it, and I love it. I would do it if I didn't get a dime for it. I mean, I was doing it. If anybody know me, know that if I know something, I'll share it. If I have something, I'll share it. I don't give a doggone about holding on to nothing for me. That's not who I am. I will share until I believe that I'm blessed to be a blessing. And that's how I roll. Anybody know me know that. So, that's what I do. I am a certified raw chef. I have certifications in herbology and also nutrition. And I am a dried blood cell analysis. I can take a drop of your blood and put 8 blots on a slide, and we can tell what's going on in your body on a systemic level, on a cellular level. And this is not to diagnose. We don't do any diagnosing. I don't diagnose anything. I simply help put the body back in synergy, back in harmony, so that it will do what it does so well, and that's heal itself. So with that being said, I just want to say, hey, welcome. I see that a lot of you have invited others on. And do you know what? It just makes my day when I get emails and calls saying, I've invited so-and-so, I've invited so-and-so on, and this person and my cousin, and she needs to hear this. That's what we're here to do. We're here to share with each other. You see, It's not just about me, my foe, and no more. It's about sharing what we know with each other. Some people aren't ready for what we talk about on this show. And I've had emails to people say, well, I'm not ready to eat raw, and I don't like it, and I understand that. The first time I had raw food, I did not like it. But as I began to be invited to more and more things where raw foods were served. And as I started partaking of different things here and there, I said, oh, okay, I like this. No, I don't like that. But then I start finding other ways to prepare it and putting my own little twist on recipes. And I began to really love it. I am not 100% raw, nor do I have a desire to be. I do not. I am vegan. I do not consume any flesh, anything from an animal. I don't do that. But I have no desire to be 100% vegan. And I have clients that are not vegan, that are not vegetarian, and they don't have any desire to be. And do I tell them that that's the best recourse for them? Absolutely. But now, if they're not going to do it, then they are not going to do it. Does that mean that I'm not going to consult with them if they choose not to partake of the eating regimen that I partake of? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. When the teacher is ready, the student when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So it's just about where are you at this time? There are some things that you can do that you can tweak to better, you know, accommodate good health. There's some things that drinking more water, getting up, moving. You see, I've done something for myself. This year, I turned 60 this year. Woo, yippee, hallelujah. And I am so glad about it. I feel fantastic. But listen, I have a guest that's coming on next week. Call everybody, your friends, your relatives, your loved ones, your enemies. Call everybody and get them on the show next week. I have a lady that's going to be on. And she's going to blow you away, absolutely. Her name is Annette Larkin, and she's 70 years old, and I think her waist is maybe about a size 20, maybe 18. This lady looks like she's about 40 years old. She's 100% raw. And she's going to share some things with us. You know, I've been telling you that I want to get other raw chefs and raw enthusiasts on to share, because I hold classes here. In fact, we're getting ready to do a raw vegan class the end of the month. It's not just for raw. It's for those that are vegan and raw. So we're going to prepare foods that are raw. And then we're going to do some foods that are vegan and that are lightly cooked, or I call it compassionately cooked, okay? So you'll be notified for those of you that's going to my website and have sent me little emails from the website saying, let me know when your upcoming classes are. We're getting ready to do a class the end of the month, and you will be notified. But this lady, Annette Larkin, she is going to blow you away. So I want you all to stay tuned. In fact, to just get a little bit of a peek as to who she is, what she does, and how it's going to benefit all of us, go to AnnetteLarkins.com, AnnetteLarkins.com. Go to her website and take a look at her. A lot of times when her and her husband are out, people think that she's her husband's daughter. This is a good-looking woman, and she's 100% raw, and she's been like that for, if I'm not mistaken, it's been over 20 years. And she's just going to share some things with us, and maybe we can even get her to share a recipe or two, okay? So she's going to be on, and I'm going to be having other raw chefs on as soon as I can work it out, I've contacted Brandy to ask if she wanted to come on. And when you come on, when you listen in, always have your pen and paper ready. So because you're going to hear something that you're going to want to jot down, and it'll be a time to do that. So be ready, be prepared, be instant, in season and out of season, okay? Okay, for all of you that listened in last week and you got the list of the herbs, thank you for calling. Some of you wanted the herbs ASAP, and I did get those for you. Some will be picking up their herbs tomorrow. Some got theirs tonight. But please go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info, and take a look around. If I had one client that said, well, she didn't like to take the herbs with the alcohol in it, and I explained to her that the alcohol was it's a natural grain alcohol. We have alcohol in our body, as a matter of fact. She said, I understand that, Dr. D, but I don't want it. It's no problem. If it's capsules you want, I can get those for you. Just go to my website, take a look around. One of the companies I do business with is Nature Sunshine. They have a plethora of capsules, herbs in capsule form. If that's what you want, I can accommodate you. And because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you, to assist you into taking control of your health. I'm a director with a company called Pure Herbs out of Sterling Heights. Awesome herbs. If extracts is what you want, then extracts is what you'll get. So just look around. Take a look around. And if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call anytime during business hours between the hours of 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., and I will, answer any questions you might have. If for some reason I don't take your call, leave a message. I always return my call, always, because you're important to me. You're the reason I'm here. So I will definitely return your call ASAP. Being that this month is my twist on it, Breast Health Month. Ladies, gentlemen, it is Breast Health Month. We don't do the breast cancer thing, okay? Because whatever you put emphasis on, that's what becomes strongest. So we're putting emphasis on Breast Health Awareness Month, and I do it every year. So tonight I'd like to share some information concerning taking care of our breasts, some things we can do to take care of our breasts. And it is very important that we do this because this breast cancer society and these people are really trying to run amok on us. I went in Kroger's today. They got all the lights pink. They have donations for, and I wanted to know before I spent a dime, I said, wait a minute, do any money I spend go to breast cancer research? And the lady said, well, we have some products, like if you buy the toilet paper and different things, and, we give 50% to breast cancer research. I said, well, I want a list of everything because I don't want one dime of my money going to breast cancer research. And that's the way I feel about it. Do you know since 1976, when Nixon called the war on cancer, cancer has been on the increase every year since. And why? Because cancer is big business. Cancer is big business. You know, I mentioned a few times on the show that I think a book everybody should have in their home library is The Cancer Industry. And I'm saying it again tonight. You have got to get The Cancer Industry. They have a new and updated edition, and it's by Ralph W. Moss, R-A-L-P-H W. Moss, M-O-S-S. And everyone should know that the war on cancer is largely a fraud. And booyah, there it is. is largely a fraud. And we have to know these things. I love what Dr. Whitaker says. Dr. Whitaker says, if you take that little pink ribbon and turn it upside down, it's a noose. And he's coming, guys. I told you that I'm going to get him on the show. Don't worry, he's coming. And I'm going to let you know a couple of weeks ahead of time, because we may even have to add some more lines when this man comes on the show, because he's a small piece of leather, but he's well put together. I'm telling you, this man, he's small in stature, but he has a presence that just commands attention, okay? For those of you that were at the seminar that I gave a couple years back and saw him, everybody's like, when is he coming back in? When is he coming back in? Don't worry, he's coming. Dr. D is going to get Dr. Whitaker on. Here's to your health. And that's my promise. That's a promise to you. So it's just about knowing some things to do that can help us to take care of ourselves. Listen, did you know that 30% to 50% of breast cancer could be prevented in a healthy, with just by a healthy diet and getting regular exercise? Yes. Yes. We can increase our chances of having healthy breasts just by making a few lifestyle changes. And it sounds so simple, but few people really have healthy eating guidelines. We don't call it diets. We call it healthy eating regimens, healthy eating lifestyle. And nor do they eat for nutrition. Most people don't eat for nutrition now. They eat for comfort. You know, as Brandy said on her show, she gave a webcast about 3 weeks ago, and it was brought out that food is emotional. And it really is. Food is very emotional. And this is why people don't eat for nutrition. And it might help if we start thinking about our food as medicine. And it's medicine for our bodies. I often say, look at the food that's on your plate and ask yourself, is this helping me or is it really hurting me? And if you ask yourself that honest-to-goodness question, I'm telling you, you will get an honest-to-goodness answer. So I just want to share some things tonight. And if you have some things that you'd like to share with everybody that's on the line tonight, don't hold back. Don't hold back. Share. Let's share with each other, okay? So the first thing I want to talk about is good nutrition. Good nutrition. We got to start choosing good foods and avoiding all this simple carbohydrates and all the white flour, white sugar, you know, all these types of the white pasta, oh, goodness. When you go to the store sometimes, just take a look around. Don't go to shop. Just go to take an assessment of everything. See how the store is laid out. The store is laid out, and it's geared to just snag. Before you walk in some stores, at Kroger's I noticed today, before you even enter the store, they got all these big Lay's potato chips and every kind of flavor you can think of right outside of the door. I'm like, wow, what's up with that? We got to be alert. Never go to the grocery store hungry. Never, ever go. You will mess up every time. Be sure that you're well-nourished before you go, well-hydrated, so when you go, you can think logically about what you're going in to purchase. So you want to avoid all this junk, all these white flours and sugars and all this kind of stuff. You also want to avoid processed fats and oils. Think about choosing natural foods, not canned and not processed foods, but it's always fresh is always better. A young lady at the store, one of the stores that I frequent, she said, I haven't seen you in a while. It's because I was doing a cleanse. I just got off of a 15-day stint of the Master Cleanse. And she said, I haven't seen you. And I told her that I was cleansing. And she said, okay, because I know I normally see you about 2 or 3 times a week. And I said, yeah. And that's because that the food that I buy, it's very perishable. So that's how I have, and I don't buy a lot of it, you know, because it's just me. So, yeah, I'm at the store a couple of times a week refurbishing my perishable food items. So we want to think nutrition. Organic foods are always your best buy. I know there's a lot of controversy now, y'all, on, you know, oh, they're saying this about organic. They're saying, listen, go with organic. Consider the source. All these people that's all of a sudden coming up with all this jargon about, you know, organic, they tested it and they found out that it's no better than it. Listen, don't believe the hype. Go for organic. Go for the gold. You see, don't go for anything. Go for the gold. Organic is always best because they have more nutrients and no harmful chemicals and pesticides and herbicides and residues and things like that. When you're choosing fats, you want the good fats, the omega-3 essential fatty acids. You want the omega-3 fatty acids from nuts, almonds, walnuts, pecans, avocados. I eat so much avocado, guacamole. That's what my daughter-in-law calls it. She's a Salvadorian. And I say, oh, I just love that guacamole. She say, Mom, it's guacamole. So I love guacamole. I can take a avocado and just slice it and take me a tomato and chop it up, dice it up with some onions and some garlic and a little natural seasoning, no salt, organic seasoning, and put it in half of an avocado and eat it just like that. And that's a meal for me. You see, simplicity is always the best way. You know, I don't always do the cheesecakes and I do them. Don't get me wrong. I do. I make a lot of my candy, and I make it from dates and nuts and lemon zest or orange zest and almonds and walnuts and make little balls and roll them in either coconut, shredded coconut, or either chopped nuts. And that's my treat. I keep them, a bag of them in the freezer. And every once in a while when I want me something sweet, I'll go up and take me a couple of them out. And get me a couple. My friend Dr. Laney was saying that she liked them so much, she went home one night and she tried to make her some. You know, so we're going to have a class, Dr. Laney, and you can come to this class and you can learn how to make you some. She wanted to make some one year and take them to school, to church, for the young people at church. So, I mean, it's just all kinds of ways to get that little craving, because a lot of times, you know, when you feel you want something sweet, you don't want something sweet. I mean, like a big slice of cake. You just want a little bit of something. And in this, there's no sugar in these little treats that I make. It's no sugar. The sweetener comes from the fruit itself, from the raisins or from the dates and things like that. So you don't, you know, you just have to learn other ways, and this is where these classes come in. And there's classes everywhere. That's why I just so love sharing this information, because there's classes held. I want to do a show one night where I get some of the local raw chefs in the area, in the Detroit area. We have Riola Thompson and Khadijah. We have her and who else? Esther. And I want to get a show where we all get together and we just come together and just share information. You know, that's what I like to do. Because, listen, what God has for me is for me. Can't nobody have it. Can't nobody take it. But And that's the way I feel about everybody else. That's why when we all come together and share, everybody benefits. This is about our community. This is about our people thriving, not just surviving, merely surviving, but thriving. So this is what this is a show that I really want to look forward to doing. Just give, and everybody give their little tips. Well, okay, what raw food do you like best? What do you like to prepare? You know, because I'm sure we all have our favorites. You know, I have some. There, whenever you come to my home, there is certain raw food dishes that you can always expect to find. And anybody that comes to my house know that there's just certain things you can always find because it's just these things that I love. So this is what we're going to look forward to. I want you guys to look forward to. We're going to get the Raw Divas. We're going to have a Raw Diva show, and everybody's going to benefit from it. Okay? So, yeah, avocados are a good source of fat. You can put them on your vegetable sandwiches, and they are so – they make such an awesome – creamy, if you want, like creamy salad dressing, you can use them for that. I make some of the most awesome creamy dressings from avocados. Coconut oil is another really good fat. And you can find coconut oil at the health food store. I like Navita. It's a really good coconut oil. I have others too, but I really like that one. And also, we've got to start choosing good protein sources. You know, it's something that we think that meat is the only source of protein. It absolutely is not. It is not the only source. In fact, it's the worst source of protein. I'm sure you all were listening in when Dwayne Sanders was on, and he was talking about protein. But Dr. Dawood, you know, was explaining to him that it's a secondhand protein. You know, we eat the meat. The meat ate the vegetables. Why not cut out the middleman? Cut out the meat and go straight to the vegetable. So it's a secondhand protein, and we don't need any secondhand proteins in our body. We can have firsthand. Peas and beans can substitute meat. And did you know that some beans contain a significant amount of protein? One cup of black-eyed peas has 28 grams of protein. You only need, what, 35 grams a day? 28 grams of protein in one cup of black-eyed peas. Beans contain 16 grams of protein per cup. Included in these are kidney beans, pinto beans. I love pinto beans. This is why I don't have any desire to be 100% raw. None whatsoever. I'm a bean girl. I grew up on beans, and I love beans. Pinto beans. Have you had a friend of mine brought me some, what are they called? Brown-eyed beans. No, yellow-eyed peas. She brought me some, and they look just like pinto beans. They came from, her daughter brought them for her from Texas. You can't even find them here. And every time her daughter comes in town, she brings a suitcase of them, and she shares them with me. Isn't that awesome? And when I cook them, I make sure I cook enough and take her a nice big bowl of them with some good cornbread, you know, and some sliced vegetables and things. Sharing is caring. Also, small red beans. Now, check this out. This is going to blow you away. You're talking about protein. Small red beans contain 44 grams of protein. 44 grams. The garbanzo beans, this is what I use to make my hummus. I love hummus. I always have hummus. Garbanzo beans, or it's another name for it, is the chickpeas, the Great Northern, the lima, the navy beans, all contain 14 grams of protein per cup. Also the azuki, and you could sprout the azuki. Roasted pumpkin seeds are high in protein. 1 ounce of roasted pumpkin seeds give you about 29 grams of protein. Pistachio nuts contain about 29 grams of protein. Nut butters. You like the nut butters? Like peanut butter? Well, I do the almond butter. But peanut butter, natural peanut butter, has about 16 grams of protein in it per tablespoon. 1 ounce of dry roasted peanuts give you almost 29 grams of protein. Isn't that something? And there's roughly 29 grams of protein in 1 ounce of almonds. Why do we even eat meat? You know, no, I'm not all you meat eaters. Don't get mad at me. Don't, you know, send me letters. But I'm telling you the truth. I'm just, you're a lot better off leaving that meat in the store where it is. Leave it there. There's so many other things that we can eat and be healthy. We don't need that. Did you know that another thing we want to avoid as far as our breast health is concerned, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason I'm saying ladies and gentlemen is because men also get breast cancer. Montel Williams was on TV a couple of weeks ago. No, it's been a little longer. I watched the show I watched was taped, and it was a couple of weeks ago. But he was talking about how he was diagnosed with breast cancer. I don't know what the statistics are for men and breast cancer. That's something I'm going to have to really look into. But men get breast cancer as well. So we want to stay away from these. They're called xenoestrogens. And they're substances that cause breast cancer in females and males. And some examples of these xenoestrogens are commercial meat and dairy products. Anything that causes a product to stay on the shelf for a long period of time, they more than likely have xenoestrogens in them. Typical things like margarines and things like this. What is it? Not cottage cheese, but cream cheese, those sort of things. We want to be very watchful of pesticide residues on commercial produce. That's why we always suggest organic. And then even with organic, you know, a lot of people think, well, it's organic. I don't eat. You wash it. You wash it thoroughly. And they have all kinds of enzyme cleaners that can help break down the pesticide residue on our fruits and vegetables. And they're made from citric acid. So just seek and you'll find. You want to stay away from soft plastics like milk and juice and water containers. Glass and paper is always better. Microwave cooking in plastic containers. Please, please, y'all, stop. Okay? I mean, the microwave in itself is bad enough, but then to microwave something, to nuke it in a plastic container, if you just have to use a microwave, and I don't suggest using it, but if you just have to, please use glass. We have to also be watchful of laundry detergents and household cleaning products. We have to embrace more of the green products. This is one reason that I really love Nature Sunshine. They have a complete line of green products that are just awesome. Laundry detergent, dishwashing liquid, dryer sheets, natural dryer sheets, not with all this fragrance and stuff like that. Do you know that there's a ball that it's like a prickly ball you can get and put in your dryer, and it, as the clothes are drying, it kind of beats up against the clothes and takes some of that harshness, that stiffness out of, actually makes them softer. Please beware of cleaning chemicals when you put your clothes in the dry cleaners. You know what? I am so conscientious now about the things that I put not only in my body temple, but on my body temple, until I look for clothing that don't even require the going into the cleaners. I haven't put anything in the cleaners in so long. I do have some things that do necessitate. They tell you on the label, dry clean only. I haven't put them in the dry cleaners, and I haven't worn them. So I'm looking for other alternatives. The cottons and the more natural fabrics. You know, the polyesters don't allow your body, your skin to breathe. So we want to embrace more natural green products, ways that you can counteract the xenoestrogen substances is by consuming more foods like broccoli, the cruciferous vegetables, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, turnips. And if you don't like these foods, consider using a supplement, well, a nutritional supplement, such as Juice Plus. Juice Plus is an awesome product, 17 fruits, vegetables, and grains in capsule form. And you have to take a look at this product. Go to my website. Click on Juice Plus, go to www.foryourgoodhealth.info and take a look at Juice Plus. There is double-blind research that proves that Juice Plus does exactly what it says it does, and it is the next best thing to fruits and vegetables. Does this mean that when you take Juice Plus, you no longer have to eat fruits and vegetables? Absolutely not. And you're going to want to eat more, because anything that gets into the blood causes you to crave more of that. Juice Plus gets into the blood. And there's research, independent research, to prove that. Go to the website, click on research, look at the research institutions, over 25 that has researched this product, the Journal of American College of Cardiology, the Journal of Nutrition, Medicine, and Science. Go, just check it out for yourself and see why Juice Plus is the next best thing to fruits and vegetables. Also, we want to detox. We got to cleanse the body. We have to detox. Detox your liver. Did you know you can detox your liver with foods like garlic, onions? I eat so much garlic. I remember once before I was in class, and another student was in class. Her name was Angela, and we were sitting there discussing our garlic smells, you know. And she was like, "Doris, can you smell the garlic on me?" And I was like, "No, I really can't." I said, "Can you smell it on me?" And she was like, "No, I can't smell it." And Dr. Dawood walked past both of us, and he said, "I can smell it on both of you." That's how much garlic I eat. I eat a lot of garlic. And she did too. So, I mean, that's a good thing. It detoxifies your liver. Also onions, cabbage, cauliflower. So consider these detoxifying foods, you know, as a method of giving that liver a detox. Use natural remedies for your breasts, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains. That's the way that we should go. Have a positive attitude and reduce the stress in your life. Don't be a martyr. Yeah, you stand up for yourself and you learn to assert your rights and choose your own path. But have more zen, that peacefulness. You know, I do not go where chaos is. If there's a lot of chaos and a lot of bickering, you won't find me there. Or if I'm there and it starts, you look around and I'm gone. I'll be gone like a chicken through the corn because I just don't have time. It looks like the older you get, the more peace you want in your life. Learn to pamper yourself and reduce the stress. Take a walk. Get a massage. Do some gardening. Listen to some good music. Take a bubble bath or soak in a nice hot tub with a nice tea tree soap. Do regular breath massages. Massage your breath. Did you know that massaging your breath helps to improve the circulation and the lymph drainage? And if it's done regularly, many women have found that they could eliminate lumps over time by just doing simple massages, loving your breath, taking time to love yourself and take care of yourself. Switch, I want you to consider switching from mammograms to thermoscans. Think about the radiation that women are subjected to every year through mammograms. You might want to consider a thermoscan, or it's called thermography instead. It's a much safer alternative to healthy breath. I had Dr. Hoekstra on the show one night, and then we did a seminar and we brought him in, and he talked about thermography. Thermography was developed about the same time as mammograms, but due to some regulatory red tape and marketing methods, mammograms were chosen as the practice to be adopted in traditional medical arenas. But now, however, advocates of thermography says that thermoscans are very effective and can detect abnormalities in your breast 10 years sooner than mammograms, and that there's no harmful side effects from radiation. Mammograms actually increase your risk of cancer. And this is proven. Mammograms, check this out. Mammograms involve taking four pictures at a 340 RAD, that's radiation absorbed dose. And for each picture, they take, that's 340 radiation absorbed doses. So by the time you have both breaths done, that's 8 doses of radiation going into sensitive breast tissue. And they encourage us to get a mammogram every year. I don't think so. That is just to let you know that we have other alternatives. We don't have to think that, oh, this is the only way to go. And you know how they push it around this time of the year? Listen, we got to be alert. We have got to be alert, people. We cannot allow ourselves to be led to slaughter. You see what I'm saying? Unknowing. You know, we got to seek. We got to find out that we have other alternatives to mammograms. So this time of the year, I hear so many. I've been sending out emails left and right with the link on it. Healing Cancer from the Inside Out. Please get that DVD. Please get it. Healing Cancer from the Inside Out. Go online and get it. If you can't get it, give me a call. I will make sure that you get it. See, we have a caller. Okay, let me make sure that I've gotten just about everything I want to get. Okay, some really good things before I take my caller breast care health, flaxseed. Flaxseed is used to relieve breast pain. Flaxseed contains lignans or plant estrogen. And flaxseed has been studied as a possible adjunct to treatment for breast cancer. And you know, Dr. Laney always talk about that flaxseed. She is a flaxseed lady. She always tells us about flaxseed. In fact, we're going to have her back on so she can share some more information with us about flaxseed. Turmeric is another one. Turmeric has been extensively researched for its cancer-fighting potential. The East Indians, Mediterraneans, they eat a lot of turmeric. We better start looking at some of these other nationalities and say, oh, you know, what's up with that? Turmeric. And it's active. It's so potent with cancer-fighting potential because of a substance in it called curcumin. C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. And it's believed to be a powerful antioxidant. Also, green tea. Green tea has potent antioxidants in it. So these are just some things I want to share with you tonight. Kelp. Kelp is rich in iodine, and it's believed to have antioxidant properties in it. Also, evening primrose oil. Those are some of the things you want to think about adding to your breast health awareness, not month, all year long. Okay, caller, I have a caller coming from the 313 area code. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Good evening, caller. Okay, maybe they just pressed that button by mistake. But we only have a few more minutes. We got about maybe 5 minutes before it's time to start saying goodnight. So if anybody has anything that they'd like to add tonight or anything they'd like to share, please press number one on your telephone keypad, and you can do it at this time. If you have something you'd like to share with us all tonight, sharing is caring. So this is your opportunity to do it. Don't forget, next week, my guest that's going to be on, 70-year-old Annette Larkins, that looks like she's about 40 years old. I told you to go to her website, AnnetteLarkins.com, and check her out, and you'll see what you're in for next week. Annette said that her husband don't do too much raw. And he's on all kinds of pharmaceuticals and things like that. But, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So I guess in his own time, he'll do what he needs to do, I hope and pray. But, okay, last call. Anybody have anything they'd like to share with us tonight? This is your time to do it. I wonder if I'm going to go back to the 313 area code and see if this person has something. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Dr. Doris.
Oh, hey, Dr. Laney.
Hey.
Just talking about you and your privacy.
Oh, yeah, I heard it. That's a bandwagon that I can get on and shout forever. But thermography, breast thermography, is so important to educate the women. There are studies that show that continuous low-dose radiation to the breast is detrimental to the DNA. And you're right. Thermography has been around a long time. Actually, when you look back at the history, we find that it was used in medieval times when the so-called physicians found that if you covered the body with mud, you watch where the mud dried, and you knew that there was inflammation going on in the body. But the trick was to determine what it was.
Wow.
Thermography will find cancer in the breast smaller than the size of a dime.
That's right.
10 years.
That's right. Oh,
any
much
other
smaller.
Diagnostic test.
In fact, Dr. Hoekstra gave me a boob bobble. And it shows, I mean, this the way thermography can detect breast cancer, it's like the size of the head of a pin. You
yes.
know, it's just that small. But
I usually compare by saying that Ray Charles, no, not Ray Charles, who's still living. Stevie Wonder could find it for you. Before the mammogram does.
I know that's right, Dr. Laney. Listen, before you guys get out of here, I just want to let you know, this is the time of the year that the bugs, the little creepy crawlers, are coming in. They're coming inside. Make sure you got your poison antidotes on hand. My son called me last night, and the baby had gotten bit on his stomach. They saw this little red bite, and the first thing I said, do you have any Virginia snake root? Yeah, Mom. Did you put it on there? Yes, we did. Did you give him some orally, internally? Yes, we did. I said, okay, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. Just continue to watch him and give it to him, and he's good. I talked to my daughter-in-law later, and she said, he's doing fine. He's going to be all right. But listen, the bugs are coming in. Some poison antidotes you may want to put on your list is black cohosh. Virginia snake root is one of my favorites. Also, grape seed is another one of my favorites. Bugleweed, wild rose hips. These are some of the ones that you may really want to keep on hand. And another good thing to use when you're eliminating poisons is the green drink. For all of you that don't know what the green drink is, shoot me an email at ybpo411@yahoo.com, and I'll see that you get that green drink recipe. We should really be consuming a lot of that this time of the year. It is awesome. It's like a blood transfusion, and it's just green leafy vegetables, you know, so you want to have that on hand. But make sure you have a poison antidote on hand because they're coming in. They're here. So, yeah, Dr. Laney, did you have anything else you'd like to share with us tonight?
I just love giving that information. That's my passion.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome?
It's a wonderful feeling.
Yes, it is. Okay, well then, listen, if no one else has any comments you'd like to make, anything you'd like to share, anything you'd like to add this night, I'm just so elated to look and see all of you on the line tonight that I tried to count, but I lost track. So I hope that you receive some accurate and thorough information that's going to be pertinent in you taking control of your health. And don't forget to come back next week. We're going to have Annette Larkins on, and she's going to share with us some raw food tips. Guys, I'm in boot camp. I started boot camp, and I tell you, I thought I was in good shape until this young man started whooping on me like he'd been whooping on me. I'm going to get him on the show, too. I'm going to get my trainer, my personal trainer, on the show. And he told me last night, he said, I'm not a rookie anymore. I'm going to the next level. So that was really nice, you know. Wow. It hurts so bad, but it feels so good to know that I'm doing something to help me live a better and a thriving life. So that's what I wish for each and every one of you. I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So come back next week, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., and invite somebody on next week. This is going to be, you're going to really love this lady. So we'll do it again next week. How about that, Dr. Laney?
That's right on target.
All right. And maybe Dr. Laney can share, we'll do a show where she can share with you about the flaxseed, and I'll share some on the good pure herbs and the juice plus, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it. How's that?
That's great.
Okay, everybody. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. I love you. Have sweet sleep tonight. Get some good rest tonight, and we'll do it again later. I love you all. Good night.